This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When this guy first showed up in Buffalo, Bills fans, all of us loved him.
Oh, yeah.
He was our kind of guy.
Media darling.
Blue collar, undrafted, made a career for himself, and he was going to bust his ass. And then things kind of went sideways for some fans. And then they went sideways even more for even more fans. Mm. And his career came to an end yesterday in a very strange way.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, former Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley announced his retirement.
But he's done with football.
He's done. He's walking away.
All right.
Now, the timing is very strange. Beasley was released by the Bills in the offseason when his agent could not find a trade to get him off the roster.
Yeah.
Now, Beasley asked for a trade. The Bills were going to release him due to financial issues anyway.
So everybody was booing him.
Well, we'll get to that. Beasley went all the way up to the middle of September, unsigned.
Nothing.
Yeah. And then, earlier 2 weeks ago, the Buccaneers, who were racked with wide receiver injuries, signed him on a Tuesday to play on a Sunday.
Oh.
He played in two games with the Bucs the last 2 weeks. He made five catches, both of them, those games, losses for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And yesterday, out of nowhere, he announced his retirement.
He quit this bitch.
Yeah.
So you stayed in shape all by yourself all summer long
to
catch on with a team that has a chance to make a championship run.
Where you played. You were on the field.
Yeah, you were making catches.
Yeah, it's not like you were sitting on the practice squad.
He's never gotten a Super Bowl ring. You would assume signing with Tampa Bay, that's one of the reasons he signed there.
Yeah, you think he'd stick it out.
Yeah, you walked away now. Anybody want to guess why?
Because he's mental.
Okay.
He's also he's very sensitive, too.
He does seem a little sensitive. We found that out.
For somebody with a southern ponytail and a missing tooth is quite sensitive.
We never found out what happened to that tufus.
You know what happened.
What happened?
It just went deep south on him.
What do you mean?
How does every southerner lose a tooth?
Right?
It's either Coca-Cola or a bar fight.
No, okay, bar fight would make sense. Coca-Cola, the rest of his teeth look fine. You don't just lose one tooth because Coca-Cola doesn't attack one tooth. So, couple of theories here. There's one that he realized he just couldn't do it anymore.
He's getting up there,
after,
right?
Yeah, playing in a game.
But what's the difference between 6 months ago and now?
I mean, I don't know.
You were playing in the AFC divisional playoffs, and you had a hell of a game with Josh Allen. Then all of a sudden, you just decide this week, like, I just can't do it.
And you came in praising Tom Brady and saying how excited you were to be there and play for that team.
But there's another theory that Kimmy has floated.
What's that?
We learned yesterday that Tom Brady and his wife Giselle have hired divorce lawyers.
Oh, yeah, they're splitting.
And the word on the street is they are splitting because Tom Brady wouldn't walk away from football.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Beasley has had a front row seat for that the last 2 weeks. And Kimmy, you said that the statement he made, Cole Beasley, yesterday raised an eyebrow for you.
Yeah, because he put out there that the reason he was retiring or deciding to walk away from football was he was ready to be a full-time husband and father.
Hmm.
I find that a little interesting coming a day after the divorce lawyer's news.
That is a very...
Because you didn't have to put that out there.
You're right. You're right. Now, that was through his agent, he said that.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right.
But every time somebody bails, they always go, oh, I want to spend more time with my family.
Sure.
Like, that's like a standard answer, so you look like a good guy.
Sure.
And then 3 months later, you're back to doing that same job in another market or another business.
You're right. But I guess just the... abruptness of it paired with that excuse to me was a little strange. Like, I don't know, like, what kind of message he was trying to send.
All right, look, it's entirely possible, like Tommy said, that's what every guy says, and that's how it worked out.
Because you're not You're not a marquee player.
Not anymore.
You're not in demand in the offseason. No. You're just a guy.
Yeah.
You're a great guy. But so it's not like,
but why not,
like
stick
you're
it
on
out?
A speaking circuit all offseason where everybody's dying to get a hold of Cole Beasley and his old lady coming out of a sushi bar, you know, with the paparazzi. You're just a guy.
No, but you could have just hung on to a team, to Pat's point, that had a chance at a Super Bowl. You would have just kind of stuck. You would have thought, this guy's going to stick it out through the season and then call it quits at the end.
Look, it's entirely possible, too, that that statement wasn't a shot. Either he really is going to go be a full-time dad with the kids, or having that front row seat for the last 2 weeks to what Brady has gone through has made him realize
what's important.
Well, yeah, what I have left isn't worth what I'm leaving behind, because I'm assuming his whole family didn't move with him to Tampa Bay.
Right?
He probably went by himself.
Seemed like it was, unless they moved quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think he's from Texas. So,
I thought he was.
And not to mention that hurricane just ripped through everything. Yeah. You've been watching guys, the Buccaneers players had their entire families with them in Miami, right? That would have an effect on you watching all that stuff.
Oh, true.
Right?
True.
Life's short.
You're short.
But then there is the third theory, and the one that Tommy floated up front, again, talking about Cole Beasley abruptly retiring after signing with the Buccaneers 2 weeks ago. He's now completely lost it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was getting weird last season.
Mm-hmm.
When he said he was upset with fans for booing him on the field when they were clearly chanting bees, like they always did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a little paranoid about that, it seemed like he was looking for a fight that wasn't there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He took a shot at the Bills as a franchise on his way out the door when the Bills released him, which was not like him.
Okay.
He was not the guy that Bills fans were used to the first two seasons he was here. And it was like a weird about face.
Unless he's got some brain issues. And when I say that, you know, when they talk about these guys getting weird when they start getting that, what is it, CTE?
CTE.
I mean, he's one of those guys that takes a pounding.
Sure.
He gets his bell rung every other play.
No, you're not wrong. He did take shots. It is also, though, a little inappropriate for three people who are not in the same room with him in a different city and have no medical background to diagnose him with CTE when doctors can't even do that while you're living.
But first of all, bro, my buddy's wife is a doctor, so I am connected to the medical field a little bit.
My wife has never diagnosed anyone with CTE. In fact, no doctor has ever diagnosed a living person with CTE. You can't do it. You have to wait till they die.
All right. But I mean, coming up with theories here.
No, I know. It's not out of the question.
And I don't think he ain't spending no time with his damn family. Doesn't he have like some stupid ass record label too, where he does like rap music? It's horrible.
He does, but I don't
on
know
stupid
how
stupid ass Crapital Records.
I guess I don't know how dedicated he is.
But he
that.
Thinks he's good at it. Like, he put that out there.
Do we have any of that saved?
Yeah.
Okay, can you pull that up real
quick? Do you think he wants to revive his rap career?
Well, I've always wondered.
Because it's rap, right?
Yeah, it is rap. He's got a couple of
Southern country rap.
Yes. I've always wondered, because you would hear these rap songs in the parking lot, Cole Beasley's album in the parking lot at tailgate, but like you play it like almost as a joke, like it's on your team, you're having fun, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, now we'll play a clip here, you listen and then we'll ask the question, go ahead.
Cause I ain't slept long, big headed, so I'm headstrong. Had to be just to be headed to where I was going, like my head gone. They said I'm crazy, but I told them all that it's no biggie, but you're dead.
You pull that time.
Lot of head talk there.
Do you?
Lot of head talk.
Do you think that there are people who aren't fans of Cole Beasley's teams that he's been on, the Cowboys, the Bills, the Buccaneers,
that just simply like him for his music?
Yeah, they heard that and they're
couldn't
like,
be. It can't be. It cannot be.
I mean, I don't think it's good, but.
No, and you like, you're a fan of rap music.
There's a bunch of different rap. It's like saying you're a fan of rock and roll.
What's it? But you like
Elvis
that.
To Metallica. But there's a huge difference.
But you've listened to things that sound similar but good.
Not like that. Well, no. That's not my thing.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Like, are there people like, you know what? Gotta get the new Cole Beasley track that dropped today, guys. Have you heard the new Bees track today?
Could he become like one of these like club DJs where he just does like?
I could definitely see that.
That could happen. I mean, Shaq's become a massive club DJ. We talked; he was in Buffalo a couple months
ago. Yeah.
Never saw that coming.
Okay, so he could be like a Lil Shaq, little teeny weeny Shaq,
or he could call himself Regular Bees. I mean, you know, that's probably better.
Okay.
So there is another interesting question to ask here.
What's that?
Well, Cole Beasley signed with the Buccaneers 2 weeks ago because they had a massive injury suspension problem with wide receiver. They were hurting. The Bills, as of right now, have three healthy wide receivers on the roster. They like to run with six of them. Mm. Also yesterday, the Bills released veteran wide receiver Tavon Austin, who had been on their practice squad, in a mutual decision. He wanted to go somewhere else for more playing time.
Okay.
The Bills are hurting at slot receiver with Jamison Crowder breaking his ankle and Isaiah McKenzie currently in concussion protocol. That's the slot that Beasley has played his entire career in Buffalo. He is familiar with Josh Allen. He probably knows the offense. Kimmy, would you be okay if the Bills signed Cole Beasley off the street today?
If he wanted to come here, yeah. I just didn't think that I thought he was done with Buffalo more than Buffalo was done with him.
Tommy, would you be okay if the Bills signed Cole Beasley off the street today?
Yeah, why not? Well, it'd be kind of funny anyway.
Why would it be funny?
Because if he sucks, you can make fun of him. If he's good, then it's great. Well, no, like, you can't lose because they don't
really...
You can,
because if he sucks, that could
They don't
cost
really
you.
Need him. I mean, he's not a game changer. No, he's not going to get you to the Super Bowl.
No, you just need bodies at this point. Right. You have three healthy wide receivers. Yeah. You just sat and crapped on him for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I'd laugh at him.
I'd love to have him back. It'd be great.
No, I would find him entertaining. You know?
That would be awkward, right? Like, after what he
Super
said
awkward.
About
yeah,
the franchise,
yeah.
right?
But it's all business, right? I mean, they just want to win. They don't care.
Well, no, but like business was that having to release him, right? Like you made too much
money
to justify.
They didn't
want to
pay him anymore. I mean, it seemed like they were both kind of done with each other. He wasn't happy here towards the end.
Yeah. And like business is just taking that and going and playing and understanding. I mean, they gave him the ability to go look for a trade. Not business is when you tweet out, and I'm paraphrasing, the franchise changed, man.
he does look like one of those guys that within 5 years he's going to be broke.
I don't know. I've never seen him do anything flashy with his money other than his kick-ass rap career.
I don't know. He just looks like that. He just looks like a Southern guy that's going to put the world's largest above-ground Olympic-sized pool in his house in Dallas.
Here's why I think you're wrong.
Right.
He hasn't even sprung for the money to put in a permanent TUF yet.
Yeah, but that's low on a Southerner's list of things to buy. Like, it's you got to have a massive 650.
Okay.
You got to have at least 3 satellite dishes.
Okay.
And you have to have at least a 40-foot bass boat.
Okay, but here's the thing. If he was the guy you're describing, mm-hmm. he would have a platinum tooth mm-hmm. with, like, give me a country star.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan's
Does
face
Luke Bryan have...
carved into it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe that's coming. You never know.
And, like, every time he opened his mouth, he would have some chip in his jaw that would go gling.
But Southerners aren't... proud of their teeth.
Oh my God.
You just are really not... stuck on that.
Yeah,
tooth.
Get over the Southern teeth thing, man.
Southern teeth are they're special kind of teeth.
Southern teeth, they're a special teeth.
They're like
teeth.
The stars. They come out every night.
Yeah, it would be hard to know what to do, though, because, like, if you sign Beasley this week, you're only signing him until everyone else gets healthy.
I was going to say, he could end up back on the practice squad and. And what if he comes back and he picks right back up where he left off, where he looks pretty good and he's a solid addition? Then what do you do?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Sean McDermott has said multiple times, Brandon being the general manager too, you want guys in the room that are good for the room.
Yep.
And after what Beasley said publicly leaving the franchise,
he definitely took a crap on him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you saying?
I mean,
saying?
There's a reason they picked Isaiah McKenzie over him.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I know what he could do.
What's that?
Okay, so let's say it comes out, it doesn't work out so well.
Okay.
They got a job for him.
What?
Don't they always have, like, that club DJ on the sidelines that plays music during practice?
DJ Milk, yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Well, what about DJ Milk?
Yeah.
Out, bro.
Well, no, DJ Milk is a talent.
How about you have a battle, have a DJ battle of
DJ
for who gets to be the field DJ at practice?
All right, so we will keep an eye on what the Bills are doing wide receiver-wise, and if Cole Beasley's 11 ends up back in Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.